Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. There are a number of nights when my dreams get interrupted. Sometimes they're interrupted by an amazingly loud shriek. Sometimes they're interrupted by the rattling of a gate. And sometimes they're interrupted by this little voice calling out, "Daddy! Daddy!" So after the dream is interrupted, and I stub my toe a time or two trying to get around the bed and up the stairs in the dark, I then bump into Scarlett's room. And most of the time, like yesterday morning at about 4:15, she's just sitting there on top of her bed, anxiously waiting for me to walk in. And then, in her cute little voice, which is so hard to be frustrated with, she says, "Daddy, I scared." Three words. "Daddy, I scared." So I ask her, "Well, what are you scared of? Mommy and Daddy are here. Sissy is across the hall. What are you scared of?" And she replies in all seriousness, "It too dark." It's that darkness. The vast darkness in her room that frightens her. So I make sure that the nightlight is visible. I leave the door cracked a little bit. I lay her down and I tell her everything is okay. There's nothing to be scared of. And then as I leave, I always glance back to make sure that that nightlight is glowing. Because it's that little light that assures her that the darkness is not something to be scared of. You see, with that light, the fears of darkness in her world are tamed. And then sleep will come. Darkness. We all fear it at some point in our lives. Because many times darkness is directly equated with fear. The fear of the unknown. The fear of the uncomfortable. The fear of what the future might look like. Yes, we know darkness in our own lives. Because we know fear and we know pain and we know sorrow. And so oftentimes we will call out as well for a little spray of light to break into our dark world. We cry out for some little glimmer, some little sliver of light and of hope. Yes, we know darkness, but we've also seen the light. Today we get to hear once again from John the Baptist. Now here is this man, here is this prophet who is living in a world that is filled with darkness. I mean, there's this political oppression that is going on in his world right now. Rome is ruling with an iron fist over all of Judea. There's this legalistic religion led by the Pharisees that was run, or rather dictated, by fear. Yes, the world was showered in darkness. And it's in the midst of this darkness that John starts to cry out. And he cries out as one with a mission, as one with a purpose. And that purpose is to prepare the way, to prepare the people for this great light that is coming. Now just imagine yourself, if you're standing on the banks of the Jordan River that day with John, and here is this guy, here is this prophet, and he's speaking to you and this great crowd that you are gathered with. And then, in the midst of this, some religious leaders come up to him and they start to question him in front of everybody. "Who are you?" they ask. "We know you've gotten a lot of people to follow you. We know that you're out here teaching and baptizing, but we don't know who you are. So tell us, who are you?" Then John responds, and I love how he responds to his questions in the strangest way, because instead of telling them who he is, he tells them who he isn't. "I'm not the Messiah. I'm not Elijah. I am not the prophet," he says. Can you imagine how frustrated these religious leaders had to be at this point? Okay, you're not all of these people. Fine. Who are you? So he continues on and he says, I am the one who is preparing the way for the light of the world to come. I am the one who is making sure that the people are getting ready. And you know what? That light, that one whom you seek, he's here. Right here. Right now. Right in this place. He is here. And his light is so bright that the darkness of the world is going to be totally shattered by it. Can you imagine standing there, listening to all this, and hearing this prophet tell this religious leader and even you that the one you are seeking is here. The one who will bring peace is here. The one who will bring wholeness is here. The one who will bring forgiveness is here. The one who will bring new life is right here. What amazing news that is. He is here. The light is here. The Messiah is here. In the darkness of the world, there is this bright light that is breaking in. And it's a light that we know as Jesus the Christ. And this light brings with him hope and love and new life. And yes, John was right. That light is here. Right here. Right now. Coming to bless you with his presence. A number of years ago, I made a trip to Israel. It was great traveling all around there. But one thing about me, I'm claustrophobic. And in Israel, there are lots of caves. And tour guides, they love to go to caves. And so we went to all of these different caves. And most of the time, I'd stand outside the bus and I'd wave to the friends as they'd go down into these caves. I'd say, have fun. Hope it doesn't swallow you up. Well, one time we're getting near the end of the trip, and I say, all right, I'm going to go into this cave with them. I'm going to do this, because I've been assured that this really isn't a cave, but rather a massive cavern, and so there aren't going to be any problems at all with my claustrophobia. Yeah, right. So I go down these steps into this cave, and I walk in there, and as soon as I get in, it is pitch black. And I'm standing there, and I'm feeling all of the walls right around me. I mean, it's got to be maybe a 2x2 foot cave, and we're shoving 25 people down there. That's what I'm thinking, at least. So I get in there, and I'm like, I need to leave. But I can't show any fear on this. I said I was going to stay in the cave, so I'm going to stay here. So I stood there as still as I could, and I just stood. Well, at some point, a guy up in front of me started rustling around in his pocket. And I'm thinking, great, he's moving around, which means he's expending more energy, which means he's sucking in more oxygen, which means we're all going to just suffocate to death in this cave. After a second or two, though, he stops rustling. And then all of a sudden I hear a click, and this lighter goes on. And he lights this tiny little birthday candle that he happened to have in his pocket from a child's birthday, who knows when. Well, as he lights this candle, all of a sudden, that little light reveals how massive this cavern is. It was huge. And the darkness of that place was totally destroyed. One little light brought warmth and comfort to everyone, especially me, in that cave. Isn't it amazing how powerful light is? How it shatters darkness and how it puts fears to rest. And today John tells us that that light is standing here. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to face dark days ourselves, because we know we will. But we also know deep down that this darkness, it's temporary. Because the light of Christ is eternal. And it will break through the darkness of this world and envelop you with its life-giving warmth. So may all of your darknesses be shattered. May your pains be healed. May your sorrows be washed away. And may you also be a light bearer for all the world to see. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.